It's 5:26 a.m. South African time on this beautiful Monday morning, 18th of 18th, my beloved listeners, 18th of Dhul Hijjah, 18th of July, 1443. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah ya Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 18th of Zulhijjah, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 21, Suratul Anbiya, regarding the messengers and prophets, peace be upon them, selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. So today our focus is on verses 73, 74, and 75. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us regarding Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, Prophet Isaac, peace be upon him, Prophet Jacob, peace be upon him, and then the Israelite prophets. So Almighty Allah states, chapter 21, verse 73, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّا, and we made them to be the leaders. So Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun as a symbol of respect and reverence. Why? To stamp His majesty, authority, and sovereignty. Only we can do that. Who can make the sun rise and sunset? Who can make the moon shine in its glory and beauty on its 14th night, and we call it supermoon? Who can grant us the rain and so forth? So everything, kudrat ka karishma, it is the manifestation of the power, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And we made them, we selected them, a imma, that they will be the leaders, the plural of imams, yahaduna bi amrina, they will guide people with our commandments, not man-made laws that are made in their parliament, where they legalize every haram thing almost. Abortion legal, gay rights legal, lesbian legal. So all these type of things are kufr and blasphemous as far as Islam goes. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ. People say this is not logical. In Islam we got nothing to do with logic when it comes and tramples against the law of Islam. Islam is supra-logical. Above my logic, your logic, we with our puny little brains. So وَأَوْحَيْنَا, and we send the revelation. Almighty Allah once again using the royal pronoun to stamp His majesty, authority, and sovereignty. We send revelation to them, فَعَلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ, to continue with the righteous deeds and actions. وَإِقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ, and to establish the prayer. Not only to pray, to make others also pray, whether it is our staff, whether it's our spouses, our children, our students. So that is what the criteria is. Get everybody into praying, praying namaz, praying salat, praying the five daily salat. So all that will be included. وَإِيْتَا الزَّكَاةِ, and the payment of zakat, 2.5%, we have to pay from our excess wealth. You got 100,000, so 2,500 rand you have to pay, and give that to the poor Muslims. The reason number one, so that we purify ourselves. The love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala must increase, and the love for wealth must decrease. And the secondary benefit, to empower the poor and the needy. So zakat means growth. So the more zakat you are going to pay, the compulsory charity, the more Almighty Allah will bless you. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. When a person gives and pays the zakat, the compulsory charity, for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone, not for name and fame, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will multiply it many, many fold. Surah chapter number 30 and verse number 39. Chapter 30 and verse 39. And riba, interest, sood, viyaj, usury, all that haram in Islam and not permissible. وَكَانُوا لَنَا عَابِدِينَ. They used to worship us only. They would not worship their political party or political allegiance or their king or crown prince or ruler and so forth, prime minister and president. Nay, they used to worship us. They were the true slaves and servants of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. وَلُوطَا. And we send Lot. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, his name and nami is Megrami, honorable name, is mentioned 27 times in the noble Quran. It means to mend and fix things up. He was sent to the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. The people were the gay brigade there, the gay community, the homosexuals. وَلُوتًا آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَإِلْمًا. We granted him, again the royal pronoun, same explanation. We gave him the wisdom, we gave him the knowledge, we gave him the ability to pass the verdicts. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ. And we rescued him and saved him. مِنَ الْقَرِيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ تَعْمَلُ الْخَبَائِثِ. From that town and that city where they were committing the worst, worst crime, khabais. When we go to the toilet, what do we say in Islam? Before entering, we say, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْخُبُثِ وَالْخَبَائِثِ. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the evil of the Satan and Lucifer and the male and female shayateen. So that is what they were doing, all the satanic activities. Innahum kanu qawma so'in fasiqeen. They were the people who were committing the worst, worst crimes. Remember that. Let me just explain three issues here. Any person, male or female, they can have Muslim name. And remember, any organization, any political party that promotes the LGBT, they're totally out of the fold of Islam, and they have nothing to do with Islam, and Islam has nothing to do with them. You can read their janaza namaz, whatever, it means nothing in Islam. They have died as murtad and out of the fold of Islam. So we need to be clear on this issue. In today's world, you will find that people's allegiance is more to their political parties than to Islam itself. And people who try and justify it and so forth, they also out of the fold of Islam. So we need to be clear. Islam, nobody is doing a favor to Islam. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. Nobody does Islam a favor. بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. Allah did you a favor by granting you and conferring upon you Iman and Islam. So we need to know, we can't be fence sitters. People who sit on the fence are committing a major, major offense. وَأَدَخَلْنَاهُ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا. And we included him in our special mercy. In Islam, homosexuality, and the gay brigade, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اُقْتُلُوا الْفَائِلْ وَالْمَفْعُولِ. Open Mishkat Sharif, Bulughul Maram, Mustad Ahmad. Once they are consenting adults, else then is the death penalty. And Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna akhwafa ma akhwafu ala ummati amila amala qawmi lutin. Open Mishkat Sharif, you will find the hadith. One of the things I fear the most for my ummah is the crime of sodomy, homosexuality, lesbianism. So this entire system of LGBT become queer and become weird. And what then, what they use all these fancy terms, gymnastics in semantics and semantics in gymnastics, 100% kufr it is. And any organization, they can have Muslim name or what, once they do that, they're out of the fold of Islam and they're murtad. We need to be clear on this. We do not have boot licking by us of presidents and prime ministers and kings and crown prince. We have to propagate Islam in its pristine purity. Therefore, we told you there are thousands of people today who have left the fold of Islam. You can see in South Africa, you can see in Africa, in the Arab world, in America, and where. People will have Muslim names, but the ideology that they present and they promote, remember, is that of kufr and blasphemy. Innahu min as-salihin. He was from the pious, pious people. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam. Go and see even today, that when you go to occupied Palestine, what do you see? You see that the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, as far as altitude goes, the lowest portion on this earth, Ijazul Quran, the miracle of the Quran Kareem, the noble Quran, فَجَعَلْنَا عَلِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. You look at the land and the sand is telling you a story, and look at the water, الْبَحْرُ الْمَيِّدِ, the Dead Sea is there. Nothing can survive there. The salt content is so much, but this human being will never realize and does not want to look for the truth. They all look for how they can enrich themselves. Come, let's tell you 3-4 interesting stories, narratives that happened in the past weekend. Number one, you see Bojo. Bojo is sent to the scraps of history. Forever he will be humiliated and disgraced. Putin, you fix them all up and put them in their places. Putin released the document and dossier that Bojo was a spy for the Russians. Bojo was a spy for the Russians. Finish. His last nail in his coffin. So that takes him out. Then you get, oh, Rishi. Rishi is an Indian. And he's in charge of the finances, you see. So they call him the exchequer and all that. The big names they use, you know. The Americans and British, they like different names. Secretary of State and that. All funny, funny names they will use. So this Rishi here is a very interesting story. Oh, George Galloway spilled the beans. So he said that this Rishi character, Minister of Finance, and then he resigned. So he is the character, he's got the green card. So whenever the need arises, he can run away to America. His wife is not a multi-millionaire, she's a multi-billionaire. And she invested millions and so forth outshore, and she's avoiding, evading tax and not paying 1 cent, $1, £1 of tax. But he's supposed to be the Minister of Finance. So his chances of becoming the leader and prime minister are gone up in smoke as well. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. This is how Almighty Allah gives honor or either disgrace and humiliation to people. Everything is in the control of Almighty Allah. You ask the Hujjaj, the pilgrims who came back now from Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, every day was 40, 45, 50 degrees. It's midsummer there. But when you go to Europe, and you go to Spain, you go to France, you go to Portugal, and you come this side, North Africa, Morocco, it's 40, 45 degrees. People are dying in some places. And some places, thousands of them have been removed. And they've been taken away from their houses and so forth because of the intense heat that is Allah showing you. You can have all your modern technology. If I want, I just intensify the the heat, and all your nuclear and all your arms and ammunition, nothing can help you. I am the one solely, only in charge, and I will do as I please, and no one can ever tell me what to do. That is all, Mighty Allah, fa'alul lima yurid. Then we see the meeting of the BNB, Biden and Murtad bin Shaitan. So they in Majedda and what have you, and then the Arab port dictators. So any country, any leader goes and makes peace with the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel, that government, that ruler is Murtad out of the fold of Islam. We don't carry favor with any person, any politician, any organization, any country. That we leave for these other people, the bootlickers we call them, the scholars for dollars we call them, and we need to be clear. We must stay far, far away from such people. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man kathara sawada qawmin fa wa minhum." When you go to a haram place, haram janaza, haram this, haram that, then you are part and parcel of that. Authentic hadith in Musnad Abi Awana. Inshallah, today 8:30 to 9, I'll be back in the studio. We'll be discussing our travels. Today we discuss Colombia with Mona Zahid. Then inshallah, between 1:05 to 1:30, we start the 28 Jews Surah Mujadala. And then inshallah, from 1:30 to 2, we carry on with Surah Namal, the new Surah, chapter 28, inshallah al-Aziz. And thereafter, we will continue with our report back and our trip to Trichardt, and at night, inshallah, 8 to 10, the Q&A with Moana Arafat Hatia. It will be live between 8 and 10 tonight, inshallah, Aziz.
Ustad, I've got here Sister Bridget. She says that you mentioned about Bojo. Do you know that he still holds American citizenship? So let's not just listen to Putin. This is Sister Bridget, Ustad.
Whether he holds American citizenship or what, he's disgraced, humiliated, thrown out by his own party. And remember that he impregnated 5 different women while he was married. So we call him a big Satan, and we call him Lucifer's agent. So the tafsir today, inshallah, 1:30 to 2, will be Surah Namal, and that is chapter 27, inshallah.
Who's that? Sister Ranel says, did you hear about the 2 terrorists Hamas fired 2 rockets from the Gaza Strip into Israel late Friday night to start?
So that is the trouble with you, Ranel, and the Western press. Everything the Western media tells you, you will just swallow hook, line and sinker. The Hamas terrorists fired bombs or the rockets or what have you and so forth. Why you don't speak the truth? That the Jutlas and the Jews, they stole and occupied the land of the Palestinians. Occupation is terrorism. They are the people who murdered Shirin Abu Akila. Who murdered her? Premeditated murder. Who are the super terrorists? That the Secretary General of the United Nations says Israel must be blacklisted for what he did to the children of Palestine, murdering their children, maiming them, and incarcerating, imprisoning them. Who are the terrorists, my sister Ranel? Israel are the super terrorists. Remember that they are haramis of the first order. In case you don't know what is the meaning of harami, it means B with a capital B. And therefore we rule all those Arab tenpot dictators, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, and whoever else, that Jordan, Egypt, they are so-called peace and normalizing ties with Israel. Leave the public. We don't speak of the public. We speak of the rulers. They are just like them. The Jutlas and the Jews out of the fold of Islam and Murtad and apostates. So remember the day Israel was born and created and came into existence in 1948. From that day till now, 74 years occupation, super terrorists. Get your facts straight. I ask you one question, my sister Ranel. You living in a house. You have the main house and you have the outbuilding. I come there with the AK. My name is AK. I come with the AK-47. I say, Ranel, move into that outbuilding. And that also will negotiate how much you will get. And your house, we're taking it away. What will you do, Ranel? Will you resist or not? Will you try your level best or not? So to resist. So therefore we say, one settler, one bullet will settle many issues. Remember, Israel is a cancer, not to the Muslims and Arabs, to the whole world. The earlier and sooner Israel is wiped off the map, remember, the better for humanity. Go study the history of the Jews and you will understand they are not a chosen people, they are the cursed people, and Allah will punish them till the day of Qiyamah, chapter 7, verse 167. And remember that they cannot even form a government, banana republic, just like ours here in South Africa, jokers, clowns, you know. So you must remember that they're having the fifth election in less than 4 years. What you call them? I call them haramis of the first order and super terrorists.
Allahu Akbar. I see Ustad Sister Sabira from Dallas, Texas. She says, yeah, we listen to you every morning. Playing video games, Ustad, is it haram? Sister Sabira, Dallas, Texas, Ustad.
Sister, when you go to Dallas, Texas, you know that in South Africa, there was one TV program. The Muslims used to go crazy for it, you know. It was called Dallas and this type of things there. So when I came to South Africa from overseas, so first time TV came and I came for my first holiday. I left South Africa in 74. Mm-hmm. And my first holiday back from Pakistan, Karachi, to South Africa was 76, then 79. And then end of 80, I came for good. Nevertheless, when I came, then TV just came to South Africa. Pakistan had TV long time before that. The people were gone crazy, you know. Then Dallas came and this came and this came. So people, so sister, you need to remove your blinkers and understand, look at it properly and see what Quran Kareem states. Quran speaks about alcohol. Quran Kareem speaks about gambling. And what does the Quran Kareem teach us? Yas'alunaka anil khamri wal maisir. They ask you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding alcohol and gambling. Kul fihima ithmun kabir. They are major, major sins and small. Oh, a little bit benefit. وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِن نَفْعِهِمَا. And the harm of it, the sin of it, of alcohol and gambling, is much greater and much worse compared to the benefit. Any person today who removes their blinkers, so you will know that the harm of TV, video games, all these games, that are 90%, 95%, 99%. And the so-called benefit is 1%, 2%. Look at what happens on your TV, on your video, on this, on that, social media and whatever else. People go, they get addicted to it. So you will see that they're promoting the LGBT. Sister, do you know the Disney company, they made it a policy now that 50% of their actors will be weird and queer characters promoting LGBT. Any person who promotes LGBT is murtad straight away out of the fold of Islam. So we must be very clear on this. Second one, what are you teaching your children? You are teaching them that they are idols, they are role models, must be these cartooners and these actors and these people and so forth. So hence they want to mimic them, the way they walk, the way they talk, and then the thought process. Without firing a bullet, they already controlling your thought process and everything. Therefore, Bilal thinks like Bali and Maryam thinks like Mary. We are the one who are setting up our children for failure. We are setting them up. My one talk I gave on Eid Day there, Eid al-Fitr 2000 in America, was this. It came in the first page of the newspaper there. So, South African imams, a sermon or something like that. So, anyway, I told them that the way I studied your structures here, you set up your children for failure and 100% candidates to become murtad and fly out of the fold of Islam. Whole Ramadan, they had four lessons regarding Islam in the madrasa. So I'm asking you, do you think that they are prepared for the world and the challenges outside? The parents came themselves, they were crying. And every one of them a specialist, not some ordinary GP and so forth. I said, J.C. Niyat, V.C. Baraka, you left Pakistan, you left Bangladesh, you left your Arab countries, you left India, came here just for the dollar, and what price you are paying today. So therefore, remember, sister, you need to ask yourself in Dallas, Texas, or George W. Bush's day in his big ranch. So you must remember the war criminal. So he and Bush and Blair, we need to hang them in public. That's what Islam says, for their murder and their war crimes there in Iraq and murdering over 1 million Muslims. So you, my sister, don't fool yourself that today we injecting the poison in our children with all these video games and these games and so forth. You're not improving their system. You are rather causing them harm and not permissible all these things.
Somebody says, please explain what is a haram janaza, Ustad.
So remember, haram janaza will be that when you know people are murtad and non-Muslims and still you go there, you perform the janaza because the TV, the cameras will be there, the prime minister will be there, the cabinet ministers will be there. What good they did for us. So I'm asking you that they finished this country up and sent it to the dogs. So that is what they did. So, I mean, let us be honest about these issues here. So in Islam, you can't be going here. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the Salatul Janaza of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the hypocrites, and then Allah and his dispatch to hell. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed his janaza and he's gone to hell. Who? Does Abdullah bin Ubay. So you are not allowed to read Salat for hypocrites and murtads and non-Muslims and people and go by the grave and to impress the people and prime minister, president and politicians. Our allegiance is not to any political party who promotes abortion and LGBT and abolishes the death penalty and all that. What good they did? Show me one. So remember these things. Yeah, only crime, corruption, stealing, looting, all that, sending South Africa to the doldrums, your matric certificate and all that, not worth the paper on which is written. So the point I'm making here is this. Surah 9 verse 84 makes it clear. You're not allowed to read Salatul Janaza for non-Muslims, and we must, and the munafiqeen and hypocrites, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam read their janaza. Almighty Allah revealed the verse, Surah 4 verse 145, Innal munafiqeen fi darkil asfali minan nar, they in the lowest layer of Jahannam and the hellfire.
I see brother Travis, he says, morning AK, they say when you talk about the good you do for others, does that reward vanish? Travis, Ustad.
Yes, it diminishes when you keep on reminding them. Mannan. That is the word we use in the Quran Sharif. And remember in the Sunnah Mubarakah, man. And in Arabic we say mannan. You know, when we were young, Travis, so then our P teachers, our beloved parents would teach us one story and one anecdote. Mm-hmm. And what they would tell us, that one neighbor gave the other neighbor a chicken, a fowl, you know. So every time we would tell him, you know, 2 days ago I gave you that fowl, and then that incident happened. Then after 1 week, he say, you know, 1 week after I gave you the chicken, then this incident happened. So every way he'll bring that thing in there to show him that, you know, I gave you the chicken, I gave you. So in Islam, that is wrong. In Islam, when you feed people, you assist people, your intention must be solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. Innama nut'imukum liwajhi Allah. La nuridu minkum jaza. We feed the poor Muslim and non-Muslim only for the love and pleasure of Allah. We don't even expect thanks from them, and we don't want no compensation from them. That is enshrined, remember, in the noble Quran. So that is the quality of the true believers. So whether we go to the prison, or whether we go to the rehab, or wherever we go to the poor people where they are, and so forth. So our intention must be to empower them for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, not for the TV and for the press and the media and so forth and so on, or keep on reminding them, we did the favor to you and that favor. Go study the noble Quran, my brother Travis, chapter 76 and verses 7, 8, 9. So there you will find all these verses, mashallah.
Ustad, somebody says here, is weather patterns controlled by our actions? Example, tornado for the evil actions people do, Ustad.
Everything is controlled by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. But Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, in His wisdom, remember, will send the conditions in Halat. Chapter 71, verses 9, 10, 11. When you, the Ummah, cry and beg and petition Almighty Allah, yes, Allah, we are guilty. We are people who are transgressing your laws and trampling on your laws. There are no mitigating circumstances. We beg you for forgiveness. Istaghfiru Rabbakum. Beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Innahu kana ghaffara. He is of forgiving. Yursili sama alaykum midrara. He, Almighty Allah, will send beneficial rain. How they required the water and rain in Port Elizabeth, there in Somalia, parts of Ethiopia, and so many other parts of the world. So we are the people, we can change the negative to the positive. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. The heat wave in the heart of Europe and the floods and whatever else is happening in different parts of the world, remember that a musibat, calamity, disaster, catastrophe. If we are doing good, then it's a trial and a test for us. If we are involved in vices, then remember it is a reminder of the punishment from Almighty Allah, and yet Allah is giving us another chance, another opportunity. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. That we are the ones that we will punish them with a smaller punishment, not a big one. Big one is death comes finish, and then the person is dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. Come back to Almighty Allah. Come back to the teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Ustaz, Dr. Sir wants to know, you said you're going to get back to us regarding that incident took place in Zinjavel, Rustenburg, Ustad.
Yes, you must remember that it was to do with inheritance and so forth and so on. Obviously, it is a disgrace, and we always told you that you, the Ummah, that you should make sure that Nabi, I mentioned it in yesterday Q&A also, yabitu laylataini illa wa wasiyatuhu maktubatun indahu. You should not even allow two nights to pass, but your wasiyah and your last will should be written already. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So when we leave all this here, then we find we make somebody the executor, and maybe the will is not according to Islam. So that becomes a recipe for disaster. Then our own children, our own sons, daughters, and whoever, they start fighting and so forth. So that is the big problem here. So not only in Rustenburg, everywhere in the world you will find this type of problems occurring. Okay, that ends our program. Inshallah, you can listen to Brother Uwais now with the news, inshallah. And thereafter, the Fajr Adhan and Mona Khalid Yaqub. And 7 o'clock again, Brother Uwais will render the news, inshallah. Inshallah, I'll be back at 8:30. We'll be discussing Colombia today. And then 1 o'clock to 2, the tafsir. 2 to 2:30, report back, inshallah, trip to Trichardt. And 8 to 10 tonight, inshallah, the live Q&A with Bona Arafat. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.